Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Travis from AOL Church, and I want to thank you for joining us on our podcast. I pray this inspires you, encourages you, and leads you to your next step to connect with God. Enjoy the message. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Who's glad to be in the house of the Lord on a Wednesday night in the middle of summer? I'm glad somebody is. Life Challenge, good to have you guys. Let's give them a hand for being here with us. We love y'all. We thank God that you're here with us. And all right, let's jump in the Word. John chapter 12. I'm going to put my iPad on airplane mode, so don't be texting me. All right. John chapter 12. I'm going to talk about stretching tonight. Pastor Ty and myself played some golf today. It was beautiful. And how many of you know you need a stretch before you play golf? How many of you know before you shoe horses, you need a stretch? How many of you know before you go to the office, you should stretch? Stretching is your friend, right, Margaret? Margaret will yell at you. She could preach this message better than me. But stretching goes a long way. In fact, just right there where you are, why don't you just go ahead and stretch just a little bit and come on, stretch out. I don't want to hear any bones cracking or tummies grumbling. Lord. But how many of y'all believe in 2020 we've all gone through some stretching? We've all gone through some stretching. There's new things. There's things we never thought we'd be a part of, but it's right here and we're in the thick of it. And I want to give you an encouragement. I want to give you a word of encouragement that stretching is a good thing. Amen. It's a good thing on your physical body, but it's a good thing in your spiritual walk with Christ as well. It's good to be stretched. And, you know, I was thinking about it this year. You know, there may be times where you're going through a stretching moment, and I may be on the mountaintop. And isn't it amazing in just a week's time how it can switch of how you're on the mountain and I'm back in the valley? And, you know, but I was thinking about it this year, even though we've had different stretching, everybody stretched a different way. But this year, as a nation and as a country and as a church, we've all been stretched. It's not like one of us hasn't been stretched. All of us have been stretched. The economy's been stretched. That's affected us. Everything, what's happening in the world today, there's decisions that are being made, and there's being light put on situations that's being stretched everywhere. But it's not just you. It's everybody in the room. When you go to the chiropractor or the massage therapist, amen, second row, they will tell you to stretch. Said, stretch yourself. I was talking to a guy today after golf. I went and shot a handful of horses, and he was telling me how he was out in his back. And he said, it's amazing as he began to just stretch at home, little stretches. Here's the thing. Sometimes we stop stretching ourselves, and it's painful. It's painful to be stretched at the moment, but in the long run, it's better for you. I looked up the benefits of stretching, and here they are. It will increase your flexibility. How many of y'all need to be a little more flexible? You need, some of y'all are wound tighter than a banjo string out there than a five-day clock. Sometimes stretching needs to increase your flexibility. Number two, it increases your range of motion. It doesn't just keep you in one spot, but it'll help you move a little more. It improves your performance in physical activities. It increases blood flow to your muscles. It improves your posture. Some of y'all need a little bit of better spiritual posture. Well, just allow the Lord to stretch you a little bit. It helps you to heal and prevent back pain. Gabe, you need a stretch. Number seven, it's great for stress relief. Listen to this. It can calm your mind. It helps decrease tension, headaches. And number 10, it increases energy. Some of y'all need to go home tonight and not drink a bang. You need a stretch or drink a cup of coffee. If you just stretched in the morning, would it give us some increase of energy, Miss Margaret? Yes, it would. But I want to tell you, the reason I told you all of those things is because there is a purpose behind being stretched. I want you to get that in your spirit tonight. If you're at a place where you're being stretched, you're being stretched at your job, you're being stretched in your marriage, you're being stretched as being a dad or as a mom or as a grandma, I want to tell you tonight, there is purpose behind being stretched. You will never step into the purpose God has for you if He doesn't stretch you. When I was young, I remember my dad got a bass guitar and he brought it to the house. And I truly believe that gift was on the inside of me. But it was only after years or months of practicing. It was after stretching myself to learn. I believe it was in there, but that door wasn't opened up until I was stretched. Amen? I was Anson today in the front row, in the front yard today. I spotted him to do it every day. He needs a little spot, but he was doing a back handspring. Gigi was there. He did a back handspring, didn't he? Well, when you left, he got a little more bold, and now he did a round off to a back handspring. And then he did a round off to double back handspring. And then he did a round off to a three back handspring, and he ended the night off with four back handsprings. I'm telling you, I believe those back handsprings were in there, but he had to stretch. Welcome to church tonight. Can I get an interpreter up here? I sound like Boomhauer. I'm going to sell you propane here in a minute. but I believe those four were in him, but it was not until that he stretched himself and he got past that fear and he built up faith with the one that he then had four. Come on, he did way more, exceedingly, abundantly, above all. I want you to get this in your spirit tonight. There's a reason and there's a purpose why we're stretched. There's potential on the inside of you. But until you allow him to stretch you, you won't step into that purpose. And in John chapter 12 and verse 27, it says, "Now my soul is troubled and deeply distressed. What shall I say?" This is Jesus talking. "Father, save me from this hour of trial and agony." This is the Amplified Bible. "But it is for this very purpose that I have come to this hour, this time, in this place." What does it say here? That he's in a place of trouble. He's in a place of stretching. How many of y'all know if Jesus couldn't escape stretching, neither will you? Amen? There's a purpose for the stretching. And you may be going, like I said, you may be going through that right now. You may have been furloughed. You may be losing your mind at home with all the kids. But if you see all of this and stretching in any place in your life where your faith is stretched, where there's a moment where you're reaching out, I'm going to tell you, if you see it as happenstance or something that's just happening, you'll miss the lesson of stretching. Don't miss the benefits of being stretched. I want you to hear me tonight. Don't miss the benefits of being stretched. How many of y'all believe in 2020, the things that have been going on, the things that are going on in Seattle, Atlanta, all over COVID-19, this is not an interruption, this is a disruption. There's a difference between interruption and disruption. An interruption, when somebody interrupts you when you're talking, don't talk when I'm interrupting. You can put that in your repertoire. I use that all the time. Don't talk while I'm interrupting, Don. But there's a difference between an interruption and a disruption. An interruption, you can go right back to where you took off. A disruption, you ain't going back. You're starting a whole new chapter. And I'm telling you, I believe America is starting a whole new chapter. And you know what? I pray that the dead has been shook off. I believe that in believers tonight, I pray that the dead has been shook off and that there's been a stretching that's been on the inside of each and every one of you. And disruption, it's a whole new chapter. It's a brand new conversation. We don't like the method to get to the new chapter, but you will like it or you'll like the results when you get there. Amen? And Jesus is looking at going to the cross here where he's going to be what? He's going to be stretched. Stretched out on the cross. Number one tonight, I want you to see this. This is very simple. Stretching is needed. Number one, stretching is needed. If we don't see the need to stretch, then we'll always fight it. When we see the need, what will we do? We'll lean into it and say, God, it's for this purpose that you're pushing me. If you, those of you that were on prayer this morning, we look at Acts chapter 16 of when Paul and Silas were thrown in prison. And I brought this up. If I gave up every time I met resistance, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be a pastor today. If I gave up every time I met resistance, me and Pastor Brandy wouldn't have more children than we have. If I gave up every time I met resistance, come on, some of you out there, if you gave up every time you met resistance, you wouldn't be the man or the woman of God that you are today. And we need to know that there is going to be some resistance, and it's going to be painful, but pain will produce purpose. Pain always produces purpose. And why do we have to have pain? Because we live in a fallen world. Eve could have had childbearing days without pain, but sin crept into the world. We can thank Adam and Eve for that, but as I was thinking about stretching is needed, I was thinking about as a kid, when you are on the monkey bars, you see the end result down there, but what do you have to do to get to the other bar? You're going to have to stretch. You're going to have to stretch. If you're going to go from faith to faith, if you're going to go from glory to glory, as the Bible says, if you're going to go to precept upon precept, come step by step, you're going to have to do some stretching. You can't get to the next level and the next place that God has in store for you without being stretched a little bit. And there may be some of you out there, even in your departments of where you work, maybe it's security, maybe it's the host team, maybe it's in children's department, where that leaders came to you and said, hey, I see potential in you. I see some big things in you. And there's a part of you like, I would just love to come to church. But I'm telling you, let the Lord stretch you. Let the Lord stretch you. I'm telling you, I've served with many people, and it's in the service of being connected in the house that keeps people coming, that keeps people serving God. It's in that service that you keep serving the Lord. And there may be some things that you're stretching, but in the monkey bars, I was thinking about this. Maybe in the start of the year, maybe you were comfortable just hanging. Your money was right. Come on, your stocks were at the top. No elbows right now. Your relationships were good. You weren't quarantined together with the same people forever. Your career was going in the right direction. But I want to tell you, you may have been stretched, but there was a level that you saw yourself going to. But I'm telling you, when we look through the eyes of heaven, there's a whole nother level that God has in store for us. But we got to allow the Lord to stretch us a little bit. You guys getting anything out of this tonight? Let's let the Lord stretch us tonight. Number two is this. Stretching is not easy. How many of y'all know it's hard? You got to take time to do it in the mornings when you stretch. And there's some of those that I'm telling you, you feel like they poured concrete right in the top of your head the night before. You know what I'm talking about? When I was reminded the sticks. If you guys had the food truck Sunday, it was really good. But her husband, I used to tie calves with Wayne Needham and her husband. And there'd be 100 calves, and we'd tie calves all night to like midnight. We'd go eat burgers at Lone Star. This is when Brandy and I were first married, and I'd do anything to get an extra dollar. He'd pay us $100 for 100 calves to tie down. And I remember the next day, my hands and my arms and my feet. You ever tied a bunch of calves? Oh, Lord, have mercy. It was like, that's what it was. Like somebody had poured concrete into my arms. I'm going to tell you, stretching is not easy. It's hard. If it's fun, it's not stretching. Amen? Jesus on the cross. History tells us this, that people that were crucified, that they were actually disjointed. And I'm going to tell you right now, in some stretching moments in your life, you're going to feel disjointed. You're going to feel like, I can't handle this. You're going to feel like, why me? You're going to feel like, you're going to have the perspective of everybody else around me. Life is good, but why me? But I'm telling you, everyone needs to be stretched. Stretching is not easy. It's hard. Everyone is stretched differently. Maybe it's your kids where it's different in my place. Maybe it is finances, whatever it is. But all of us are going to be stretched. In Matthew 27, 46, it says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Is that saying, is that coming from somebody? This is Jesus on the cross, dying on the cross. Is that coming from somebody saying, hey, this stretching, this is a piece of cake? No, it's not. But aren't you thankful that he was stretched for you? Aren't you thankful that he bore the burden of pain for you and I? Who else is thankful for Jesus tonight? Amen. Thank you, God, for being stretched. Number three is this: stretching is good. Philippians chapter 3, this was wrote from a jail cell. And Paul says this: brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I have made it my own yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press, or what? I reach on toward the goal to win the heavenly prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I want to tell you, stretching is good because the end result of stretching is reaching. Amen? We always need to be at a place where we're reaching for something. There are things that you weren't able to reach for before, but because of stretching, you can now get to it. I want to tell you, as me and Pastor Brandy, every year we set a goal of what we want to give. What we want to give an offering. Tithes and offerings. And every year, and this year will be 15 years of marriage, we've always exceeded it, our goal. And I want to tell you that if I would have thought to myself in 2005 when Pastor Brandy and myself got married of what I gave this last year in 2019, it would scare me. But because of stretching, I can now reach new heights. I can now reach new levels. I can now reach new goals. Come on, are you guys getting this tonight? Stretching is good for you. We need some things to help us through the stretching. I want to give you a few of them here tonight. Things that will help us through stretching, because stretching will make you moan and groan. If you don't believe me, go see Margaret after this, and she'll make you scream, cry out to the Lord. Yep. She'll make your kids be born naked. I mean, she'll be put a hurting on you. Number one is this, things to help you through the stretching. And I say this one a lot. It's perspective. We got to have perspective. Realize what is happening and see the end result. Perspective. I'm telling you, perspective can help you all the time. If we see it through the eyes of heaven, it'll help us way better than the eyes of man. I know I say this all the time, but the scripture says with man, things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And as you're stretched from glory to glory and faith to faith and step by step, I'm telling you, there'll come a time where you see a perspective of what God sees rather than what man sees. Man sees cancer, God sees healing. Man sees lack, God sees provision. Man sees sorrow, God sees joy. And we need to have the perspective of being stretched of that. The other day, Anson went with me to Pampa, and we were headed on the back way to McLean there, and there's a road that's less traveled, and I let him drive. And he told me, he said, Dad, of course, you know, we didn't go fast or anything, but he said, Dad, why is it, you know, on a hot, hot day, on blacktop, it looks like it's raining or it looks like it's wet up there? I said, Son, that's just your perspective. It looks like there's rain up there, but he said, but Dad, when we get up there, there's no water. I said, that's just what your eyes see. Come on, I want to see the good things of the Lord. Ephesians 3:20, the enemy will always try to get you to see there's no way you can get that end result. But the Bible says, my steps are ordered of the Lord, not my leaps and my bounds and not my mile markers. He said, my steps are ordered of the Lord. Come on, we need to live by the steps of the Lord, not by the leaps and by the bounds. The enemy will always try to get you to see, how can I ever get to that place? But I'm telling you, with one stretch, after another stretch, after another stretch, you'll get to the place that God has in store for your life. It's perspective. Ephesians 3:20. Pastor Ty, you want to preach this right now? Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly more than all we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, and dreams. I love the Amplified. According to his power that is at work within us. You want super abundantly? I'm telling you, super abundantly calls for some stretching to be done in your life. If you're going to have some super abundant, according to the power that is at work within us. What is he saying? There is a work that's on the inside of you, but that work is going to have some supernatural stretching for you to accomplish what God has in store for you. Like I said before, that gift of playing the guitar, that gift of playing the bass, it was in me, but it had to, that work was in me, but it had to be stretched to be accomplished. To see the superabundant power of the Lord, it has to be some stretching in there. So number one, we got to have the perspective. That'll help us through the stretching. Number two is attitude. Drop the mic attitude. There's some of you that are still being stretched on something that you, that should have been five stretchings ago, but because of your attitude, you're stuck in the same place. Attitude determines the length and the success of the stretching that you're going through right now. The Bible says in Philippians, here it is from the jailer again. It says, do everything without murmuring or questioning. No elbows right now. The providence of God, so that you may prove yourself to be blameless and guileless, innocent and uncontaminated children of God without blemish in the midst of morally crooked and spiritually perverted generation. Can I tell you what we're living in 2020? We're living in morally crooked and spiritually perverted generation. But what does he tell the people of God? He says, don't murmur and don't complain. We need to have a good attitude. Among whom you see as bright lights, beacons shining out clearly in the world of darkness. Come on, we heard a great message last Wednesday night. We need to be a light in the dark world. Just because you're going through some stretching doesn't mean that you can't have a little bit of joy. Just because you're being stretched, going through some stretching, doesn't mean that you can't have some peace on the inside of you. Just because you're being stretched doesn't mean that you have to make everybody in the car feel what you're going through. Or somebody on Facebook, what you're going through. Or somebody in your house. Can I get an amen, somebody? Just because you're being stretched doesn't mean you have to have a bad attitude. It will last as long as you let it. If you have a bad attitude, it'll stay on you for a long time. If you got a bad attitude, God will, he'll go as long as he needs to slap that good attitude on the inside of you. Some of y'all are still at the first bar of the monkey bars because of an attitude. Because of a mindset. This weekend I'm talking about Elisha. You need to burn the plow of some bad attitudes. You need to burn the plow. And move on to the high calling he has in store for your life. If you got a bad attitude, get a good one. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, it says, finally, believers, whatever is true. Don't you love this text? Come on, I say this at every funeral. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. Yes, there is chop. But yes, five people gave their heart to the Lord on Sunday morning. Amen. Yes, there is 100 people that were killed in Chicago this last week because of lawlessness. But I'm going to choose to think on the good things of the Lord. Yes, they're trying to amp this COVID-19 back up in America today. But yes, God is still the healer. Come on, I'm not going to think on the things that are of bad report. I'm going to think on the things that are of good report. The things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things in daily life. And the God who is the source of peace and well-being will be with you. Come on, as parents, I need to be reminded of this. But I'm going to think about the good things. In our marriage, there may be some things that drive us crazy after 20 years, 30 years, and 40 years. But I'm going to choose to think on the good things of my spouse. Amen? Attitudes. Everybody say attitude. It'll help you with the stretching. It'll help you get through the stretching. Here's the last one. It's fellowship. Get with people that build you up and not pull you down. I talked about it Sunday. But isn't it amazing? One phone call was gloom, and you know, or one phone call was like, this is a bunch of crazy, it's a coup, it's, you know, it's all a plan, it's all an agenda, I hate it, I'm sick of all of it. And the next phone call is like, I'm making my coffin right now, I'm gonna die. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Every phone call is different. But I want to get around people that build me up. Thank God for the house of the Lord. Thank God for fellowship amongst believers. Take the focus off of you. Minister to somebody else. Come on, if you're being stretched and healing in your body, pray for somebody else. If you have something that you've been believing God for, isn't it amazing? Those of you that have experienced this before, that isn't it amazing how when you build the faith up of somebody else, it builds faith, even more bigger faith on the inside of you. And so pray for that person. Just like today, that place that I went to, I said, let me lay hands on you. I said, do you believe God can heal you? And he said, well, I guess. I said, well, that ain't going to get you very far. I said, but I'm going to believe that you'll be healed by the stripes of Jesus. And I'm telling you, whatever you're going through, maybe you're going through some financial trouble. Somebody comes to you and says, hey, I'm just going through a place of lack right now. Pray. Believe God with them. Come on. Let's iron sharpen iron. And it's amazing with that fellowship of building somebody up, you'll feel it on the inside of you. You'll feel 10 foot tall and bulletproof, ready to charge hell with a squirt gun. Amen? I love Psalms 34 and verse 1 through 5. This is the Passion Translation. It says, a song by King David, composed after his escape from the king when he pretended to be insane. I don't know why that's in there. Is that the beginning of the text? It says, I'm bursting with joy over what you've done for me. My lips are full of perpetual praise. I'm boasting of you and all your works, so let all who are discouraged take heart. Listen to this. It says, join me, everyone. Let's praise the Lord together. Magnify the Lord with me. We will exalt his name forever. That's that text. Let's make him famous. Let's make his name glorious to all. Let's not just keep it inside. Let's do it as a team. Listen to my testimony. I cried to God in my distress, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Gaze upon him. Join your life with his, and joy will come. Your faces will glisten with glory. You'll never wear that shame face again. Amen. Another text talking about fellowship here is Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3 and 4. It says, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take on the interest of others too. I'm telling you, when you put others, what does he say? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. I'm telling you, as you love the Lord, you can't help but love others. You can't help but love others. And I'm telling you, fellowship will increase. I mean, even when you're going through a stretching, fellowship can make you or break you. You get around the wrong fellowship, and it'll do away with the stretching of what God's doing in your life. Oh, just give up. Oh, I give up on that marriage. Oh, I give up on that ministry. It ain't working. I want to get around people that are going to build my faith. This is how stretching benefits us. John chapter 12 and verse 27, I want to go back to it here. It says, "Now my soul is troubled and deeply distressed. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour of trial and agony. But it is for this very purpose that I've come to this hour, this time, in place." I'm telling you, get that in your spirit tonight. It's for a purpose. There is purpose in the pain. God is stretching you. We all like to be comfortable, do we not? We love that lazy boy. We love that favorite pair of slacks or that shirt that we put on when we like to get comfortable. But I'm telling you, and I'm not opposed to that whatsoever. Go get in it tonight and watch your favorite show. But I want to tell you, comfortable will not get you to the destination that God has in store for your life. You need to be stretched. Maybe that's a leap for you to pray with other people. You know what I would encourage you to do? Stretch yourself and do it. Next thing you know, you'll be ready to lead prayer. Amen? No, you will. You will. You got to stretch yourself. I'm not a reader. I've heard this before. I'm not a reader. Listen to the Word of God. Amen. You know what I do every morning? Because I do. I see squirrels. And every morning, I listen to it. And I've been studying the Amplified for the last couple of weeks. And I listen to the Amplified of what's the daily reading, but I read it in my Bible. And there's times I pause, I go back. Because sometimes when I'm reading and it's first thing in the morning and I hadn't had enough coffee, you know, you think about other things. I think about squirrels, right? If I'm in the backyard, I think about blue jays. I think about, oh, we need to put some medicine on that tree over there. Or if I'm sitting inside the kitchen of what I need to do that day. This is the way it works for me. It may not work that way for you. But I'm telling you, I had to stretch myself. Now, it's very easy. I'm in a routine. At the beginning, I had to stretch myself to do it. It's not like, I'm telling you, even as a pastor, I still have to continue to stretch myself. We got to stretch ourselves. Stretch ourselves. Think outside the box. God wants, if Jesus was stretched, how much more does He expect you to be stretched as well? Amen? I hope you got something out of this tonight. Let's be people that stretched. Let's be stretched. Let's increase our energy in the Spirit as we stretch ourselves. Amen? Well, God, we thank You for Your Word tonight. We thank You that it's a lamp unto our feet, that it's a light into our path. I pray, God, that it gives us energy. I pray, God, that it gives us ability to see tomorrow. I thank You that the things that we do today, God, are for the things tomorrow You will do wonders. Oh, Lord, we come together tonight, and we pray, Lord, for America. God, we just pray for this country right now. We get in agreement as the body of Christ. Come on, pray with me, church. We get in agreement right now, and we pray, Lord, Your hand would be upon it. That it be not by might nor by power, but by Your Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And I pray that Your Spirit would be poured out in America today. I pray that it be poured out in Seattle, Washington. I pray that it be poured out in Atlanta, Georgia. I pray that it be poured out in Trenton, New Jersey, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray that it would be poured out in Arizona, that it would be poured out, God, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Oh, Lord, I pray that Your Spirit, I pray that churches are stretching themselves all over the United States today. I pray that Christians are not being silent and sitting back and seeing things happen. But, Lord, I pray that the church rises up and prays. Lord, You said if My people who are called by My name would humble themselves and pray and repent of their wicked ways, then I'd hear from heaven and I'll heal the land. And so, Lord, I pray for healing that's coming to the land today in Jesus' name. Oh, I pray for healing against race. I pray against healing against division right now in Jesus' name. I pray for healing, God, that You pour out Your Spirit, that you rain, the latter rain be poured out, God. Lord, we lift up these sons and these daughters. Lord, we know there's a praying mom and a praying dad places. Lord, that are in these places of autonomous zones. God, we pray right now, God, that you captivate their heart. I pray for divine appointments of people that would come, share the love of the Lord with them, lead them to the Father. In Jesus' name, we pray for our president, God. We pray, Lord, we pray that he would have your thoughts and your ways. We pray, God, right now in Jesus' mighty name, that the hand of the Lord would be upon him. Lord, may he not say, tweet, do anything based on his flesh, but he'd be led by the Spirit in Jesus' name. We pray for our vice president. We pray for governors. We pray for all officials, state representatives. We pray for the House and senators, Lord. God, we pray that they would make decisions based on the Word of God. Lord, there's a time for war, but there's also a time for peace. Oh, there's a time to speak up and there's a time to shut up. But Lord, I pray that you would give them wisdom on what times to do it. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this great country that we have where we can gather on a Wednesday night and read the Word that's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you for joining us today. You can stay connected with us through our website, arenaoflifechurch.org, or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. God bless you and keep you.